Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And it's January 14th, 2021.
Since the world was in turmoil, most still don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar, heed the warning, get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. In case of an emergency, you can text Dan, let him know you're going to call him on his cell at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can always find the updates with the breaking news about the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, contact information, and it's all on our mystery hub, which is simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Very good. And never mind, I'll say it later. Anyway, we are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on net, internationally on YouTube, and some FM stations, so pray about supporting airtime.
Let's thank our listener base in places worldwide like Brisbane, Australia, Dublin, Ireland, Oslo, Norway, and in the USA we have Newark, New Jersey, Phoenix, Arizona, Lexington, Kentucky, and Wichita is back on the number one listener that listens to the podcast later in life.
Amen. And you know what? Somebody said earlier, we were joking and talking, and he said, I was bragging about how, because he said he was getting married soon.
Oh.
You know, as the father mentions, and I don't want to put him on the spot and say, hello, Leo, out there. But anyway, just
really?
When I was bragging about him getting married and that how important women were and all that stuff, he said, "Well, sometimes you sound like you're pretty hard on your wife," and I don't mean to be that it's hard. It's just this is the reason, folks. I am responsible for every word that goes out, and if we accidentally say something or something that isn't clear and we are misunderstood, then it goes back into me that, you know, we're being false prophets and so on and so forth. And believe me, I don't want to be, it's one thing for people would be to accuse me of something like that, but I would not want to utter a false word because of my fear of Yahweh. And so we have to be clear on things. And so yeah, sometimes I correct. But, you know,
And you know me, I just call it as I see it, and sometimes people don't see it the way I see it.
Yeah, that's a fact. But realistically, you know, we have a really good relationship. Been together 35 years, and believe me, you think she'd let me get away with something like correcting? Really? I have to prove it to her.
There's always behind closed doors.
Behind closed doors. Yeah, but see, nobody's seeing the behind closed
That's
doors.
That's why they're behind closed doors.
They don't see the dad abuse. Anyway, by the way, folks.
Dad abuse? Wait a minute. Hold up.
Hey, now we've got to get on with
that. That's only an accusation.
By the way, folks, send us your email. Now I can't even talk. Tell us where you're at. Send us an email at radio@messiahsbranch.org or text to my phone, 316-619-4886. Let us know where you're hailing from. Anyway, Follow us and share us at Twitter. I know Twitter's dying, but I'm still over there, Pastor Dan Catlin, at Brent77, and now a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray ready or not, goes according to your will, not our will, Father. And please give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. In your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, amen and amen. Well, let's get our song on first, and then we'll talk.
Pruning for the harvest is a necessary thing to help us bear more fruit for all and to glorify the King. For Jesus is the true vine, His Father holds the shoots. At times the pruning hurts so bad and we have to shed some tears. The end time harvest is coming soon. We must be thankful if we've been pruned. But what it does is makes us strong and bear more fruit for Him. He does it cause He cares for us, and that's why He cuts us down. When He's through, we may not see good in what He's done. It may look bad, but we still know we're grafted in His Son. The end time harvest is coming soon. We must be thankful if we've been pruned. Our leaves shoot forth as the sun begins to shine. We know we'd surely wither if we weren't within the vine. And soon the fruit begins to grow more abundant than before. And as it's fit for others' use, we keep on bearing more. The end time harvest is coming soon. We must be thankful if we've been pruned. Be thankful we've been pruned. We must be thankful we've been pruned. We must be thankful.
Okay, folks, we're back. This is we already introduced ourselves. We'll turn that down to some.
We always say this is Pastor Dan and Linda Catlin, and we're back in the Flinders live on American Voice Radio Network.
Dear, we don't do that till break time.
Oh, that was just the song. Okay.
Okay, and I'm supposed to try to remember not to be hard on you. Okay. go on another note. Okay. That what she just wrote me is not right. Anyway, okay, let's get on with the program. We haven't accomplished anything yet. Anyway, you know, the other side keeps talking about they want to heal, and clearly we know that we can't heal with all the actions of the left. You know what I mean? Like, what do you think about that? They put up a bill today in the House to bar Trump from ever setting foot on the Capitol again after he leaves office. What do you think about that?
That's ridiculous. Trump did more for this country than anybody, and I can even think of.
They're scared to death of him.
That poor guy. The Lord's going to get him. That's all I can say. I just feel in my heart it's not over till it's over, and January 20th is coming.
Yeah, amen. And I've had that reaction from other people too. That, you know, they say, well, they're still in faith that, you know, Trump will be in office. You know, I've never said, thus saith the Lord. I strongly believe, and I believed all along, that he'd get a second term. And I was right in the sense that if we looked legitimately at the election, He won by a massive landslide.
Landslide. There's no way Biden could even come close.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. but it's, you know, it's in the hands of the fodder, and I believe it's in our hands in the sense that, you know, it depends. I've said all along, and especially I said it when, remember, Jonathan Kahn and all of them was doing that thing in Washington, that repentance thing on the Feast of Trumpets. I said then it will be what happens at the election will depend on how much this nation really repents, whether the repentance is real or, you know what I mean, because only Yahweh can fix the things that are here. But I don't see how this country can come back together. I really don't. I mean, you know, it's not like a gray area. It's either mostly it's one side or the other. You know what I mean? It's extreme hatred. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure what's happening, but I'm just believing in faith that the Lord's going to do something, and everybody's going to know it was the Lord, and it's going to be, the Lord's never late. It may be our last minute, but he's right on time.
Yeah, and, you know, and again, it takes repentance from the top. And so, I don't know. I will say this. Under Trump's rule, we pushed out more abortion than any place, any time ever. You know, we're really dialing them back. And in fact, now in Missouri is the first state in the United States that doesn't have any abortion at all clinics. Missouri.
As of right now. But if January 20th doesn't go the right way, then something doesn't happen and they're stopped. It's gonna.
All these things are gonna be.
You think it was bad before Trump? Wait till Biden gets. And guess what? They've even already announced on OAN News that their Republicans are gonna start impeachment January 21st on Biden. So there you go, Harris.
That's one of the newest members of the House.
Yeah. Now and you get rid of Biden, then you got Harris. You get rid of Harris, then you got Pelosi. So it's just worse all the way down.
Well, no, wait a minute. If you impeach two people, she may come in temporarily, but they will have to elect another one. She will not stay as the president of the United States.
Oh, really? The vice president don't take over?
The vice president does take over, but if you get rid of the vice president, the vice president will appoint another vice president, and so that one would get in. The only time the Speaker of the House takes control is if both are gone at once. You understand? They have to be gone at the same time. And we don't have enough people. Look, they may allow the impeachment of Biden to happen because they want Harris anyway.
Right.
They're not going to leave Biden in as president, so everybody can get off that stall. Biden's not going to be president for very long. You know?
No, because they're talking about impeachment process since the 21st.
Well, and that's a Republican. That's one of the newest members of the House of Republicans that is going to put those articles forth. It isn't a Democrat. That is going to, but they have control of the House, and they will have control of the Senate, because the Senate is actually split 50-50, but if it's 50-50, the deciding vote goes to the vice president, so they have control. So they have control of the House, and they have control of the Senate, they have control of the presidency. For the next couple of years, they can do just about anything that they want, because they're going to get rid of anything to stand against them. They're going to get the things that they want. They're going to do the things that they want. And this nation is going in a trash can.
Unless January 20th reverses all that.
Yeah, amen. And I'm all for that. And, you know, there's enough proof there. If they would just show it in court. But the courts have not allowed any evidence. Not one court has looked at the evidence. So while they say there's no evidence of fraud, they have never ever looked at the evidence.
Well, and I'm a firm believer that if it looks like it's over and there seems to be no way to us men down here on earth, guess what? The Lord has a will, a way, and his plan will continue the way he wants it to go.
Okay, well, now listen, we're seeing more and more each day, and I wrote each day that Antifa was at the White House, or not the White House,
Capitol.
Was at the Capitol, and while at the first, well, we've seen evidence, now we're seeing arrests. one of the guys that is a reporter, he claims to be an Antifa reporter and said he was just there to film it. His own film shows you making him on, telling him to burn the place down and everything like that, talking about how he broke in. They arrested him. And then just before radio started, I saw an article. I pointed it out to you. It says the son of a New York judge, a leftist, was arrested also for most of this stuff was done by Antifa. You know, I'm not saying there couldn't have been some people that identify as the extreme right, but for the most part, the people was are serious.
Well,
but,
and they've had I think that was a congressman or a governor or somebody came forward and said that he got phone calls on the day before saying, sleep in, stay home, Antifa's going to be there, you don't want to go.
Right, and there's plenty of warnings. So if there was warnings, what did they impeach Trump on? They impeached Trump on his speech, which nobody seems to listen to on the left, of course. They don't care whether it's right or wrong. They can just lie, and it's okay. But they twist his speech to say that he egged them into going and tearing things down and burning it up. If you listen to his speech, it doesn't say that. But they based the impeachment on his speech. Okay. So what they're saying is that he incited them to riot with that speech on the day. Okay, got that?
Right, that's what they're trying to say, yes.
Okay, but now all this evidence is coming out that it was pre-planned and that there was stuff put there to help them break in and all this other stuff. Well, if it was pre-planned, then Trump didn't do it, so therefore he's not guilty. And that was even said on the House floor by one of the congressmen. Now, amen. We do have some good, apparently some good Republicans down there, because not all of them are voting for impeachment or against Trump and all that, by a long shot. The Senate is full of a bunch of corrupt individuals.
Right.
You know, and only six of the Senate voted to be, to hear evidence that there was election fraud. But, you know, this country is so divided. You know, now Texas decided after that they are putting it serious. That'll come up on their own ballot in Texas whether or not to secede from the United States or not. Now, this is serious. This country is tearing apart. There's no healing. And if there is no healing, this country's in turmoil. Now, I do look to prophecies. Like Stan pointed out to me the other day, I sent him something in the sent me back an email, Stan Johnson, Prophecy Club, just for the people you know I'm talking about. But he said, well, that's why we listen to the prophets. Well, amen. And George Washington had a prophecy, and I put it over there again over on the pastor's page. But George Washington had a prophecy, he had an angel come and visit him.
Right.
It's really something you should read if you have it. But the angel talked about three pearls that would come upon America. And the third one was an attack from foreign people. You just have to read it. Excuse me. But at one point in that attack, it said the armies of heaven came down and helped the American people, and that America would last. And basically it sounded like America would be here until Yeshua's return. Okay, well, if George Washington's prophecy's right, we may go through a lot of turmoil, but we'll survive. I don't know. Let's go with this. If Biden comes in, here's one of the things you got to look at. Then the Middle East is going to go into immediate turmoil because the peace process they've been doing, that they've been building up, is contrary to what Biden wants and the rest of the people want. You know, like Turkey and Russia and Iran, Iran just put an edit out that says by 2030 there will be no more Israel. That's part of one of their bills, one of their laws, so to speak. So they're getting ready to go to war against Israel. We are at that time again. You know, we just can't see it all clearly. But let me tell you, folks, there is a lot of turmoil, a lot of turmoil. And,
a lot going on out there.
Well, and personal persecution, you got to think about that. You know, the other side, they're going to get away with all kinds of, under this administration, you look at what they did to Trump to shut him up. What do you think they'll You think they won't be
they
able to?
They can do anything they want to do. Look, they've already have, so.
Right, right. So it's only, my point is it's only going to get worse.
The only way to stop them is God, and that's all I can say.
Yeah, Yahweh can stop them, but it may be that time for America to diminish so these things can happen to Israel. Because the Bible says Yeshua comes back to save Israel. Doesn't come back to save America. Comes
right.
back to save Israel. And so at that time, Israel has to have been attacked. Israel has to be, part of Israel has to be in captivity. And they will call out to Yeshua. They will accept the Yeshua. So in order for those things to happen, then America either has to be gone or no longer on Israel's side.
Well, and when it, and it also says something about when you say peace, peace. Well, look, Trump just got all the peace deals, and they're going to go down. They're going, Biden's in there. They're not going to be there anymore. So that's when the war hits, when you cry peace, peace, and then the war hits. So, yeah, it could be all coming. Bang, bang, here we are.
Yeah, it could be right there like that. And when it comes, it's going to come fast. But we're going to have a few years of turmoil. You know.
That's why that little clause, that little scripture's in there that says in the twinkling of an eye, because that's the way stuff happens.
Yeah, and twinkling of an eye means things like that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell them where they can find us.
You can find all of our information, contact, radio information, all about the mission is at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
Israel, Israel, by the great sea, borders from the river Nile. This land to his servant Abraham by promise to him and his seed. Moses seen this land of promise beyond the river Jordan. God gave to his servant Abraham. Down of it rise a nation for all the world to see. Israel, Israel, God has chosen Israel. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob by faith did receive the spoken word of the Father, blessing all their needs. They dwelt in the land of Canaan, where Jesus would be born. Israel, Israel, God has chosen Israel. Israel, by the great sea, borders from the river Nile to the Euphrates. God has given all this land to his servant Abraham by promise to him and his seed. By promise to him and his seed.
Jesus spoke to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. When one sat down to read the scriptures in the synagogue, that was referred to as sitting in Moses' seat. Jesus said to observe what was presented from Scripture, but not to follow after the teachings of men, for they had added their own rules and regulations. He called them hypocrites, saying that they shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. The fact that Jesus did come against the teachings of the Pharisees has been misinterpreted by many to mean that the observance of the Sabbath no longer applies to believers. A careful study, however, reveals that he came not against the commandment, but rather against hundreds of interpretive teachings which made it impossible to keep. Yes, the scribes and Pharisees who falsely accused Jesus of breaking the fourth commandment had perverted the true intent of the law to the extent that he called them serpents and vipers, and said that even though they appeared righteous unto men, that within they were full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Nowhere in the Bible is the fourth commandment made void. It is a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, until heaven and earth pass away. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
We're back. This is Pastor Dan and Linda Catlin, and you're listening to the Size Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Okay, now that we're back, let's see what the second half of the program has to do. Okay.
Okay, I will repeat what I said, because we thought that we weren't on break. The radio thing was turned down in whatever it works. But what I said was Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, or however you pronounce his name, told him to, now is the time, declassify everything and release it. And then you said...
I know what I said. What did I say? No, I know what I said. And just before we came on radio, I sent, there was a, email or whatever you want to call it, news thing came out, said that Trump just declassified all of the Obamagate stuff, and even the ones with the FBI Director Wray interviews and everything. And so there's a whole bunch of stuff coming out, and I did hear that he is declassifying a bunch of things, and he's going to, talking about, he is probably going to appoint several different special counsels to look into different things. They'll be appointed. Biden can fire him, but they'll be there, and it won't look good for him firing him. You know, it's harder to fire a special prosecutor, you know what I'm saying. But anyway, so there's a lot.
Unless you're a leftist.
Yeah, unless you're the left. They're going to do what they want. I mean, it's going to be clear on that. But it's time to stand up and fight. You know, we may have to fight. Look, we may come out good, but it may take 4 years to come out good, or 2 years, and 2 years is the midterm election. But then again, if you don't do something about the voter fraud, it isn't going to matter.
Right.
If voter fraud isn't stopped, then nothing's going to matter. They'll just do whatever they want. And they got to get rid of that stupid mail-in voting. But I also look for them. People say, well, now COVID's going to magically go away when Biden gets sworn in. I lean the other way. I don't think that they're going to magically make it go away. I think they're going to keep it to keep us locked down.
And they're going to use it to control us.
Right.
That's what their whole plan was in the first place. So, yeah.
Well, was to control. I think that was the benefit they got from locking us down was like a surprise to them, so to speak, because the intent of locking us down was to be able to steal the election with those mail-in ballots. That's what I believe the whole intent was. But then a lot of governors found out, well, hey, I can shut down churches, I can do this or that, I can destroy business. And I think that that was a secondary thing. I think the mail-in ballots was first. I'm not saying they didn't enjoy doing those other things, but I think the original plan was the mail-in ballots, and everything else was just a benefit for them. You know, because they're just about destroyed small business.
And Trump won, and what happened to the machines, they said on Owen News what happened was Trump won by such a massive landslide, it broke the machines.
Well,
it broke the machine, so they had to shut it down.
Okay, then you misunderstand it a little bit. What happened was Trump won by, okay, these machines, they put a set in there that to how much to cheat.
Right.
And they try to keep it right almost just a little bit above the margin. Well, when that's what happened with the first election. They weren't prepared to shut it down and recalibrate the machine so that he'd win. That's how he whipped Hillary Clinton. She was supposed to win just like Biden, by the machines. The machines would give her the advantage, but they didn't have them set big enough because they didn't expect Trump to win by the margin that he did.
Right.
So what happened this time is the same thing. They were looking, and they have the data. They have the data out of Italy and all that. They have the data. It shows that he was winning so massively that went past their cheat, and so they had to shut it down and recalibrate it so they could steal votes because he won so massively. And so, you know, that says that, you know, while the recorded thing is what, 70, it's 70 some million is what it is. You know, while they say 70 some million, if you count all the votes that was taken away and given to Biden and everything, I'd love to see that number because it's probably 90 million people.
Don't Italy have those results?
We actually have those results. Now, they were passed to us, but no court will look at it. No court will look at it. Anyway, so here's what's coming, what they're talking about, how they're talking about it in Israel. A top rabbi in Israel says America is collapsing. Israel must step up as a new world superpower. Do I agree with that? This isn't about whether I agree with that or not. But this is what they're saying. This is by David Sidman. It was done today, January 14th, and it's in Biblical News. All the families of the earth shall bless themselves by you. Genesis 12:3, and that's from the Israeli Bible. Now, go ahead with the article.
One of the Israelis' most respected rabbis, Rabbi Shmuel Eliyahu, has released a statement on the status of America as a waning world superpower and a message of hope for Israel to fill the void. Rabbi Eliyahu is the chief rabbi of Safed and a member of the chief rabbinic council.
Go ahead.
The big crisis that is currently happening in America. Regarding the outcome of the United States elections, Rabbi Eliyahu explains that the scheme is deeper than last week's incident on Capitol Hill, saying the big crisis that is currently happening in America didn't start with the storming of the Capitol Hill. It started with the Democratic Party's lack of confidence in Trump's presidency, expressed in fiery protests across the United States, and his being labeled in every possible derogatory manner. The rabbi added that the lack of Republican trust in Americans' election process also contributes to the crisis.
Stop. He's completely wrong on that last statement. The lack of Republican trust in American election process. That it was stolen. He's not looking at it fully, but, you know, go on.
With tremendous sorrow, we can recall this event as part of the process of the United States descending from the stage of world history. It's a sad moment, but it's happening. Recalling the fall of ancient Egypt, the rabbi uses historic precedents to back up his claim, saying, "This is not the first time a superpower fell because of a crisis of values and returns to being an ordinary country among other nations. That is what's happened to Egypt and Rome in the old days. That is what's happened to the Ottoman Empire approximately a century ago, all the way to Russian Empire that collapsed 30 years ago. both of whom collapsed due to a failure of values that led to their demise, as well as a decline in their great power as world leaders.
Okay, here's why America worked. Let me tell you why America worked. We are a nation about laws. Laws only work when the people are godly enough to enforce the laws and godly enough to follow the laws. When they decide that the laws don't matter and they can do what they want, then the nation falls apart. You see, there's the point.
Right.
We could come back together and heal instantly if we could get everybody to agree to go by the law, or all the law and if all the people that work in the law would absolutely enforce the law according to how it's written and do things how it's written. But that isn't what's happening. It's just like the impeachment on the House floor. The impeachment isn't supposed to go to the House floor first. It's supposed to go either to Judiciary Committee or there's another committee it's supposed to go through first, and there's a group of people that's supposed to sit down and see evidence and blah, 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 and take it out. Taking it to the straight House floor, that's not what they're supposed to do. But see, they're not going by things that are already set, and you have ungodly people. So when you have ungodly people doing what they want, and the godly are counting on them to obey the law. You know, it's just like, that's why you're unequally yoked. If you get into an argument with somebody that is that is ungodly, they'll lie, cheat, steal, do anything they can. Truth doesn't matter to them. But yet you're bound by a set of truths. You can't make up a story and lie because you know you're going to answer to your Creator. They don't care about that.
Right.
And so therefore, you cannot bring that back in. So there is a problem with values, but even our forefathers said the same thing. It only works as long as godly people are in it. That's why the nation's laws were originally all based on Torah and the Bible. We see that every week when we read Torah, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, you can see, oh, here's a law. Well, this is one that says that a ruler can't accept gifts from other rulers and things, you know. That was last week. Well, that's where the law says that presidents aren't allowed to take gifts, and actually politicians aren't allowed to take gifts.
It also said something about the accuser accusing someone that's innocent should have the whatever they're accusing the other person of done to them.
Right, whatever that they would have them, well, that's the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And so, you know, a lot of people used to joke, say, well, I'm just doing to others what they did to me, you know, as a joke. Well, but actually there's precedence in the Bible that says that is the punishment. If they are trying to do evil to you, then the punishment, like if they're trying to convict you of a crime, that would get you put to death. And if they are found to bear a false witness to get you put to death, they are supposed
to be put to death.
Yeah. Right, and that's where it comes in. It says eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, so on and so forth. So there's the point. Anyway, but let's go on with this.
Okay, the rabbi also recalled the collapse of France and Great Britain, who were once considered part of the four powers that rule the world. He added that they collapsed just as Europe as a whole in collapsing because the values or lack thereof. The values of justice were replaced with those of political correctness. The family values have been replaced with those of hideous and...
No, that's hedonism.
Hedonism, the doctrine that pleasure and happiness is the soul of chief good life in good life.
Stop.
Good in
okay.
life.
Okay. Hedonism is the pursuit of happiness and pleasure. Anything that feels good, do it.
That's
as
feels
long
good
as you
do
it. That's called hedonism.
Okay.
And that's also what the devil says. If it, do it anyway. But that's what hedonism is, and that's what most of the
and that started in about then coming in the 60s. If it feels good, do it. That was the hippies that started that movement. If it feels good, do it.
Actually, the hippies were fed that, but yeah, that's when it came in. But they were also fed that, and they were egged on by the communists. The communists actually communists jumped right into the hippies movement, and that's where it started coming in. In fact, the communists were behind the riots and everything that got Vietnam stopped. In fact, they paid for the protest. The American Communist Party did. It's all a fact. And that's when they released. They said, this is how we're going to destroy America. the hippies living in communes and everything equal and all that, that's communism. And you know why those communities didn't last? Because it was communism.
Right.
You know, communism does not work.
No.
You know? And, you know, while we are created equal, the Father says, we say all men were created equal, but we are allowed, or supposed to be allowed, our freedom to pursue happiness as long as it doesn't hurt others or break any laws, you know. And so that's what we're supposed to do. But communism wants to take everything away. Only the people at the top have the money, and everybody, let's go like this. Here's an example of communism. Let's say that Elijah and you are out in the field, and your job is in this field is to dig potatoes, okay?
All right.
Now, so I pay you 50 cents an hour, and I pay him 50 cents an hour. Now, in America, as your supervisor, I'm watching you, and you dig more potatoes, and he isn't, and he's just kind of gold-bricking, you know, who's going to get a raise?
The one that does the more work.
The one that does the more work.
Sometimes.
Well, that's the way the system is set up, and that's what it is. And so, yeah, these are one of these corrections I'm saying. No, anyway, but realistically, in the system, the harder that a person works, the more that they're rewarded. In America, that's how you become a supervisor. You became a supervisor before a job, haven't you?
Right.
And why was that? Because you did more work, right?
Yeah.
Than everybody else. So you were rewarded for that. In communism,
everybody gets the same.
It does not matter. No matter how hard you work, and he can stand on a shovel all day, and you can dig the whole truckload of potatoes. And
he gets just as much pay as I get.
He gets just as much pay as you get.
That's the way
they work. So then the one that works hard loses confidence, says, well, if he ain't working hard and then we're getting the same pay, I ain't going to work hard either. So the system collapses. That's what happened with Russia, the USSR, and that's what happens to communism over and over. And there's a lot of other reasons, but that's simplified. Okay, let's go on.
Okay, the birth rate that fell below the red line caused European leaders to open the floodgates to mass Muslim migration that would fill the void. And Europe started to totally lose its character. The rabbi sees the developments unfolding as an opportunity for Israel to step up and take America's place as a world superpower. He supports his proposition by calling Israel a world leader in family values, saying, we've been called upon to fill this vacuum. There are problems inside the state of Israel as well, but unlike Europe, Israel leads the world in the stability of family values. The average amount of children per Israeli woman is doubled the average of a Western world, and this is what propels Israel's economy and creative forward. Israel also leads the globe in the least amount of children from single mothers.
Okay, stop a second. You know, here's the point. You know, they are holding values that are the Bible, but where is the folks, here's where the rabbi gets it, is that Israel should lead the world. Because when Yeshua returns, the thousand-year reign, Israel is going to lead the world because Yeshua is going to be the commander-in-chief of everything, and he's going to sit on the throne, on David's throne in Jerusalem, and he will rule from Israel, and Israel will finally fulfill its destiny, because that's why they were created anyway, is to guide, be a nation of priests to guide the world to righteousness, because Yahweh wants to be with everybody. And so that is their job. That is what the Bible says. They fell down in their job, and that's why, everything's happened the way it has. But it is going to turn back. So this is why the rabbi sees it that way. You know, he says Israel as the world leader. Well, the Bible says it. It's real plain.
Okay, regarding a potential insurrection, Rabbi Eliyahu refers to the destruction of the Second Temple as evidence that a similar situation cannot reoccur, saying, as far as governmental stability is concerned, we are not similar in any way. There cannot be an anti-governmental revolution in Israel. With all the allegations we have regarding this and that corruption in the system of government, none of us have aspirations of a military revolt. We all recall the heavy piece of destruction.
Lies.
the heavy price of the destruction of the second temple that it can't be repeated. The rabbi also said that because Israel trails the Western world in alcohol and drug consumption.
Okay. So the point of the man, every, you know, this is what's going on. A reason I put that article forward was show you that other nations are seeing the collapse of America. Ever since Israel came back to being a country, the father has used the United States to protect them. Yes, they have great tech, and they have been, and we've given them weapons, and they have nuclear weapons, but we've given them weapons and military use as well as stood up for them for many, many different things. Like we stand up for them with the United Nations. We stood against them against Russia. We stood against them against so many. But the peace but now, here's the point. Here's the point. I thought that the peace process would take longer over there. That's why Trump would stay in, because that needed to go further. And I still believe that it really needed to go further. But now, I don't know. Here's the point. And like I said earlier in the program, America has to quit being the person that guards Israel in order for the Bible prophecy in the Bible that talk about the attacks on Israel and the attack of the Antichrist and all that. It's got to come about without the United States taking care of Israel and protecting Israel. That has to be. Now, that can happen in one of two ways, maybe more, but one of two ways that I see is either number one, either America has to be destroyed, taken out of the way that way, or our leadership has to totally go against Israel. Well, we're about to get our leadership if unless the Father intervenes. We're going to get Biden, and he will go against Israel and all the
rest. And then they'll attack Israel, and then the war will come. Yeah, so it's probably all going to happen.
It's a downhill process. I'm not saying it will come instantly overnight, but it will happen during that part. Let alone, we've seen what Biden said about Israel. We've seen what Harris has said about Israel. We've seen about what all the leftists in Congress have been saying about Israel. They're just a flame over our help of Israel. And so these things have to happen at some point. Now, we all need to pray. Yeah, pray. I'm praying that a miracle happens and that Biden's do not take the reign, but I can't, you know, I'm not Yahweh. I don't know. And by the way, folks, we had a mess up last week when Joel Richardson was on, and we only got half the program with Joel because I couldn't hear him. And so I think he's going to be back on January 28th to finish the talk that we started on Yeshua's return. And, folks, with this country falling apart the way that it is, you ever thought about having intentional neighbors? Well, we're going to be talking about intentional neighbors next week and talking about a community that is springing up where you can buy land or you can, the intentional neighbors concept allows Christians to own land adjacent to each other, and it will only be Christians next door to you. They will provide mutual aid in between each other. Loving your neighbors as yourself is not just a nice saying, they say. It's what Yeshua requires of us. And so they even say over there you can rent a house if you can't afford to buy. So the community right now, it's sprung up. It's like 5 miles by 5 miles at least right now. And you know the guy that was doing it. That's Ken Updegrove that's been on this program many times. So anyway, back to the Wichita. Let's talk about the Wichita Mission Church. How many people would you feed Tuesday?
81.
Is that the new thing?
I don't know. The Lord only knows.
Well, but you've already fed 85 and 79.
Yeah, it's different every day. I do at least 60. I always do 60, but it's been going over. Sometimes it goes under. Sometimes it goes over. But I always have somebody that gets the extra place if there is. And there's only like 2 or 3 or 4. But we always make 60, and sometimes we go over. Well, we went over 81.
Right, but it's starting to trend that way. You know, it is starting to trend over 60. And so the point is there's more people hungry and more people showing up in the food line. And also, you know, I talked about the food. Now, I bought 12 cans of vegetables, and said that helped. That made.
And that donation came from one of the people that come and eat. She gave you the money to get vegetables.
Yeah, half of them she gave. Yeah, because I spent $100 that day.
Well, she gave you half of it.
Yeah,
so,
she gave me half of it. So, yeah, she came to eat.
And that came from somebody that came to eat. But we do need to still stock. We need pastas and stuff like that, plates and forks.
Well, and we still need meat. Now,
right.
Now this
and
was
hamburgers
a good
down to 200 an eight or 200?
200 an
eight. $2 an eight or $2.18?
$2.18 a pound.
$2.18 a pound.
It wouldn't surprise me. I hope that's not a prophetic warning.
No. But with Biden in there, it could be, yeah.
Well, because they don't want you to eat meat anyway.
Right.
They really don't. And they're going to drive gas prices up. Gas prices went up 30 cents in 3 days.
Oh, I know. It's already over $2 now.
Yeah, that's $2.18 a gallon was Tuesday.
Ridiculous.
And we have to drive 120 miles round trip minimum. Plus, I put about another 10. I usually end up putting about 180 miles on or something like that when I go over because I have to go one or two trips out to Sam's, you know.
Yeah, and we don't get our food donations anymore. We've just been getting bread donations from them. So I have no way to make snack bags, and I like to do snack bags twice a month because I do hygiene and snack bags and hygiene and snack bags. But because we don't do that, we don't get snacks anymore, and I'm completely out of all kinds of stuff. Well, I've got a few more Rice Krispie treats that I'm going to use those for fill-ins for latecomers. But I decided I had a premonition, I guess you'd call it. I'm just going to do egg sandwiches. I used to feed them 2, 3, 4, 5 egg sandwiches a day while they waited on their dinner, so I figured I'd just put 2 egg sandwiches in a paper brown bag and give them as a snack bag.
They'll take them and they'll eat them.
Yeah, they'll eat them later. And right now I've got packets of mustard and ketchup, so I can throw those in there as long as I've got them. And I've got a few boxes of those, so
right. That's
what I plan on doing. So if you want to help out and buy some eggs, donate some eggs or bread or something to help with the snack bag. And I could also throw some crackers in there if I get donations of some crackers.
Okay. Now I've got to say the final thing.
Okay.
Okay. Some of them. Anyway. Folks, now you can donate online, over the phone, mail a check or money, or you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. Any size donation helps, and the Father notices all donations that come from where?
Your heart.
Your heart, of course. So if you don't wish to help with the poor, consider a donation for radio airtime. It's not free, and donations keep us on the air. We are in the front line of the fight, not only with COVID and out there on the street feeding people, but we're on the front line right here on radio. We really badly need to get some web work done, and we really need some donations for that because Google, our website place, has already been censoring me for the last 2 or 3 months. So I've had to cut back on things that I put out, and I need to move the website. But I don't have the money to do that, and I don't have the knowledge to do that, so I have to pay somebody. So we need donations. We need you to support us. After all, free speech is going away, and we are trying to be there for you to give you the truth.
And right now, we're in need of blankets, anything to keep you warm, hats, gloves, coats, anything. And I got a call that we have an organization that is going to do a drive for coats, gloves, socks, and bring us all the stuff. So that's going to start next week. So if you want to help, get a hold of us.
Okay, folks, we must remember there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That is praying for Yeshua's return. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father you'd please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and that you would give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and
Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.